practice. Keeps his mouth shut, does what he's told, and works very hard. And he learned the offense very quick, and you could see that his confidence out there on the field last Saturday.
Is it a comfort to know that you're probably going to have A-Rob back again?
You love to have your starters out there, and A-Rob's a guy who's played a lot of good football for us. So having him back there is an awesome thing. You always want to have a guy like that behind you.
Did Coker show you anything you didn't know about him on Saturday?
No, we've seen him run hard. I know he can. He's a big guy, and he did everything we would have expected him to do, and a little bit more. I mean, he definitely outplayed his expectations. I think for being a freshman, first time on the field as a starter.
How physical is Northwestern on defense?
I think they're very physical. Every team in the Big Ten is physical. Every game is physical. It's a tough game. Everyone plays tough defense. That's just how the conference is. That's how the games are. And every team tends to play that way.
What's their identity defensively? What are their, their best characteristics?
It's a combination of things. I mean, it's hard to point out one thing that a team does well. I mean, they're very disciplined with what they do. They don't give up a big play. They do a good job of forcing turnovers. They know how to put different looks out there and confuse you. So they do a good job with their schemes and playing disciplined and playing their rules and playing very tough up front. And when their guys blitz, they do everything they can to get to the ball carrier, and they do a very good job of playing tough and doing very well on third down. I think they've done a good job with that from the film that I've watched. And we're gonna have to be sharp in all phases of offense to give ourselves the best chance.
It's supposed to be rainy. What would rain, does that, I mean, you're a Midwest guy, you've played in everything, but what would rain slow down, or what would rain affect the game?
It obviously makes the ball a little bit it's slippery, but that's part of football. You have to play through those things, just like when it's windy or it's cold. You have to work through those things, and you try not to think about them.
What do you remember of last year's game and the hit that kind of obviously knocked you out a little bit? Mm-hmm. Any time to reflect on the last year over there?
No, it was over. There's an injury. It's part of football, and all you do is you go rehab and you try to get back as fast as possible.
Does it make you gun shy at all? I mean, seeing the purple uniforms going to bring back any bad memories?
No.
I didn't think
no,
so.
No, not at all.
You've run that place since. Was there any hesitation or anything?
No, there's nothing. It's part of football. There's injuries. You guys roll up on people all the time. It's part of the game. If you change the way you play after an injury mentally, it's not something you're supposed to do. And just don't think about it. I mean, it's an injury. It's part of the game.
The last 2 years between you and then Sean the year before, they've proven they're a pretty physical team.
Mm-hmm.
Do they get maybe the credit they deserve in being that physical? Spread offense.
Yeah, I don't know if they get much credit overall as a team for what they've done in the Big Ten. You just don't hear a lot about them, and they play very good football. I mean, it's proven. They've showed it. They've beaten good teams. So, they're definitely a physical team. They hit very hard, and that's how they play. They play physical, and they can do that because they understand what their schemes are. They play discipline. They know where they have to be. And when you play with that kind of confidence, you can go out there and play physical because you're playing, just playing the game. You're reacting. You're not thinking out there.
Statistically, it kind of jumps out a little bit. Maybe their pass defense has given up a lot of yards. Does that affect anything, your mindset of a game?
No. I mean, you don't expect anything. You go out there, you've watched the film, and then you go out there and read it. And if the plays present themselves, then you go ahead and you make the throws. And you don't expect to have a certain amount of passing yards each game, depending on what a team gave up. That's just that's not the right way to think about it. Those things don't really mean anything. I know there's stats and they've piled up over the weeks. And but at the same time, you just have to be disciplined with your reads and execution, and that's the best way to move the offense down the field.
What does Northwestern like to do on defense?
I'd say they're very similar to Indiana's style a little bit with how they're a cover four team, so it's the way they play it. They can do some of the same things. They're gonna blitz with their backers. Try to get pressure on rundowns to, throw your line off with their team like us who runs the zone and stuff like that. And Cover four isn't the easiest thing to throw against at times, so they can do different things with that. So we have to be very aware of what they can do from the secondary standpoint, and then be aware of the pressure that they can bring.